generally homemade chairs.
Oh, they
most
were?
Of them was somebody in the settlements, you know, make chairs, you know, mm-hmm. and cover them with the bark, and some of them covered with the calf hides, we called it.
Oh, and somebody would make them.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. some of them, we had the. Always had about two rocking chairs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandma, she had a spinning wheel. Did you ever see a spinning
no.
wheel?
No, did she have a spinning
and
wheel?
She made her own thread, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, she did.
And knit things out of that thread.
Oh. And this is the grandmother that came from Alabama,
yeah.
the one that lived
yeah.
with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she knit socks and she knit scarves for our kids' heads, you know, to wear to school,
mm-hmm,
and scarves to wear around their shoulders, and sweaters and things like that. And she'd spin her own thread, make her own thread, you know.
Uh-huh. That's amazing. Well, did you ever see people have those long pieces of furniture, like more than one person can sit on at one time?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call those?
Yeah, we call it a sofa.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh. And they'd have those like in the parlor, I guess, sometimes. Yeah. And now in the bedroom, a piece of furniture that would have drawers in it, like
yeah.
to put things in, what would you call that?
Chest of drawers and a dresser.
Uh-huh. Oh, now.
We have a dresser that had drawers in it and
uh-huh.
a glass, you know. And
oh, yeah.
A chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
It just had drawers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, did you ever see, what people would hang their clothes up in kind of a little room,
mm-hmm.
built-in little room? What did you call that?
Well, we just called it a clothes room where we just had a rod across the
mm-hmm.
corner, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just hang our clothes over that and just called it. We didn't call it a clothes closet.
Oh,
it wasn't.
Because it wasn't. That wasn't quite what it was. And how about, did you ever see in anybody's house kind of a big piece of furniture that they would put like clothes and hang some clothes?
Chest.
Uh-huh. And
cedar chest, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My mother had a very big one.
Oh, she
but
did?
Well, it was homemade, all right, but that's what they called it.
Chest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then a tall, did you ever see a tall piece of furniture
yeah.
like
the wardrobe?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, what about other types of things that you'd have around like that in the house?
Well, of course, we had to have so many beds.
Mm, yeah, I guess you did.
We had to have so many beds. And of course, them days it was wooden bedsteads, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Big high headboards and foot rails like that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody had feather beds then, you know. And most of them had straw beds under the feather bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We always had four or five big beds,
mm-hmm,
but
would it be homemade?
The bedstead was bought.
Oh, it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a bed that was scooted back under one of our big beds.
Oh, you did.
That we could pull out, you know, for
uh-huh,
the children
uh-huh.
to sleep in
uh-huh.
in the wintertime
uh-huh,
for
uh-huh.
the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And they called that the trundle bed.
Oh, they did. Oh.
And of course, it's little enough to push back under one
yeah.
of the big beds.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
And we could pull that out and
mm-hmm.
sleep on the fire.
Yeah.
That's
really good. What about?
And my mother, she made the homemade carpets, you know.
She did.
She had a loom.
Oh.
That she wove carpets.
Oh.
Lord, I was sitting.